中西部的 St. Mary's, Ohio.
At that time,、this meeting was held at St. Mary's, Ohio in the Midwest.
那时候是在冬天，是在感恩节的时候。
That was in the winter during、the Thanksgiving time.
也就是在那个退休会中间，我们开始了我现在所侍奉的更新传道会。
And、that was the time when I really started the ministry that I'm involved in, the renewal ministries.
所以这是我回到这里的时候心中特别有感触。
And so when I return here, I really have a touching in my heart.
20年前我跟你们中间的一样我坐在那边。
20 years ago, just like you, I was sitting there in the congregation.
那时候我只重生得救了两年。
I'd only become a believer for 2 years.
但是当王永兴牧师在呼召的时候我愿意举起手来把一生交给主。
But when Reverend Thomas Wong, Paul made the call, I raised my hand to serve the Lord.
当时王牧师在半年前1971年这个时候的时候邀请我说他要来讲道说我跟我太太能不能负责一个文字研讨会。
In 1971, Reverend Wang asked me and my wife whether we would be interested in a literature ministry to be responsible for it.
所以我们答应做一个、文字研讨会的、负责的一个人。
And so we are willing to become、responsible for、helping out in the literature ministry、and a seminar for it.
那次聚会完了之后，大概、我们文字研讨会有25-30位在一起。
There were 25-30 people at this seminar that we conducted.
啊、完了之后，王牧师跟张立生教授讲：“你们这样散得很可惜。”
And at the end of the session,、Reverend Wang and、Reverend Zhang Li Sen.、They asked,、talked to us and said, this seems a bit of a pity that we're finishing this.、
为什么你们不组织一个 为众教会服事的一个文字机构？
And why won't、would you consider maybe we could have a、ministry that would involve all the different churches、in regard to literature ministry?
那时候我的年纪很轻，所以很轻易的就答应了。
I was very young and、fresh, and so I said, sure.
我把我的一生都在那一次答应中间奉献给神。
And in that promise I made, I have offered my life、from that point onwards.
感谢主，这次我们的主题是开到水深之处。
This time, the session, the theme,、we thank the Lord, is launch out into the deep.
特别感谢主，这次让我跟唐牧师一同学习，一同、来服事。
I thank the Lord that I have the opportunity to learn together with、Reverend Tom.、
主若许可，我有3次的机会跟弟兄姐妹们一同分享信息。
Lord willing, I would be speaking 3 times here.
啊，第一次的信息，主若许可，我们思想我们的主题，开到水深之处，路加福音第5章第1节到第11节的地方。
Lord willing, the first session that we will have would be Luke 5, from verse 1-11, launch out into the deep.
啊，我们思想的一个主题是与神同工。
Our theme、for this session would be partnership with God.
主若许可，我们明天我们一同思想另外一个主题，叫追求卓越。
Tomorrow,、Lord willing,、we would have our theme as a striving for excellence.
我们看到从今天的主题里面看到主怎么样呼召了使徒中间一个首领彼得出来。
Here today we will see how the Lord has called one of his main disciples,、Peter.
明天晚上我们看当彼得这位服侍主的人要离开世界之前他跟我们所讲的话语。
Tomorrow we'll learn how Peter is called by this one that is called by God before he left the world how he、admonished us.
在彼得后书2章、彼得后书1章1节到11节里面他勉励我们要追求卓越。
And、2 Peter chapter 12 Peter 1 verse 11, he talks about how we should、strive for excellence.
多少时候我们在、神的教会里面我们只是一个半冷不热的一个基督徒。
Sometimes、when we're in the church,、we seem to be、a lukewarm、kind of a Christian.
彼得要叫我们追求 excellence.、
Peter wants us to strive for excellence.
第三天主若许可我们一同分享一个信息。
Third session, the Lord willing, we would like to share another message.
一个自欺的人
A self-deceiving person.
我们从耶利米书第37章到39章看一个人物
In Jeremiah chapter 37-39, we will ponder on one particular character.
也是犹大国的最后一个国王 西底家国王。
The last king of Judah, the kingdom of Judah, we'll talk about Zedekiah, the king.
他是一个自欺的人。
He was a person who was self-deceived.
神跟他讲，你不要自欺。
God told him, "Do not deceive yourself."
不是来听听道、听听神的话语就回去了。
It's not that you just come and listen to the word of God a little bit and then you just go back.
所以巴不得在这三天中间。
And in these 3 days.
我们能够开到水深之处。
Let us launch out into the deep.
我们如果要开到水深之处，
If we want to launch out into the deep,
我们必须首先与神同工。
We must be a co-worker.
我们必须有一个心意要追求卓越。
We must have a heart that is willing to strive for excellence.
我们要前面有一个榜样放在我们前面，千万不能做一个自欺的人。
And we have an example before us that we should never be a self-deceived person.
今天早上我们一同来看第一次我跟弟兄姐妹分享的是与神同工。
Let's look at the first session, which is that we will be a partner, a co-worker with God.
我们打开圣经路加福音第五章，从第一节我们看到第十一节。
Look at chapter 5, we'll read from verse 1 to verse 11.
我们请弟兄们念单数，姐妹们念双数。
Let the men read the other passages and the even passages will be read by the sisters.
我们一同来开始来念啊，弟兄们，耶稣站在哥尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他。要听神的道。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸，就坐下，从船上教训众人。西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么。”但一从你的话我就下网。便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助，他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。十一节我们一同来读。他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的跟随耶稣。天父，我们愿意在你面前安静下来。
Dear Father, we want to be quiet before you.
我们愿意把我们的心放在你的面前。
We want to place our hearts before you.
主，我们愿意我们向我们的心说话。
We want you to speak to our hearts directly.
主，求你让我们的心能够想望着你。
That our hearts might indeed be thinking and pondering on you.
让我们的心愿意与你同工。
That our hearts may be co-working with you.
让我们的心能够向往了在属灵上能够有跨越。
That our hearts may indeed be striving for the excellence in the spirit.
主，我们把整个会众仰望在你的面前。
Lord, we just place the entire congregation into your hands.
求圣灵在我们心中动工，
that the Holy Spirit might work within our hearts.
让这卑贱的仆人成为你的出口。
That this humble servant might be indeed your vessel and your mouthpiece.
听我们这样的祷告。
Hear our prayers, O Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我们在今天所读的这段经文里面。
In the Bible verse that we just read.
我们看到有两段。
There are two sections here.
我们看到从第一段到第三段是主耶稣基督在那里做工。
In verse 1 to verse 3, it talks about what God is, the Lord is doing.
我们从第四节到第十一节，我们看到主耶稣到门徒那个地方，跟门徒们一同做工。
And from verse 4 to 11, it talks about how the Lord and he co-works with the disciples.
在第一段里面，我们看到主耶稣在讲道，门徒坐在那边听。
Verse 1 to verse 3, Jesus is speaking and all the disciples are listening.
我们看这两段之间有什么关系。
And let's see the connection between these two.
也许这两段中间神要与我们说话。
And maybe through these verses, God will speak to our hearts.
神让我们看到他在那里做工。
And see how God indeed is working.
让我们看到他所看到的异象。
And to see the vision that God indeed has placed before us.
让我们所看到我们如果能够与他一同同工的话。
And so that we can see that if we are co-workers with God,
他可以到我们的办公室，到我们做工的场所去。
He can come with us, to our workplace.
就像他到彼得的办公室一样。
Just as he went to the workplace of Peter.
我们从来没有想到我们神会到我们的办公室里面来。
We may not have thought of the fact that God indeed can come to our workplace.
神到彼得的办公室去了。
When Peter, when Jesus indeed went to the office of Peter,
在那里显了一个神迹。
And he performed a miracle there.
在这里给我们一个教训。
This is a teaching to us.
神跟彼得们，让彼得们看到，我如果可以到你的工作场所祝福你的话。
God shows us here that if indeed I can come to the workplace of Peter and work there.
如果我呼召你出来，来跟从，来做我的工作的话。
Calls you out to Peter to work with him.
那我不是更会祝福你啊？
I will bless you even more.
我们今天早上从三个角度来看这段故事。
Let's look at these sections with three viewpoints.
第一个角度，我们从第一节到第三节，我们看到主的视线 ，divine vision。
One to verse three, we see the divine vision.
我们从第四节到第七节里面看到第二个角度，主的引领。
From verse four to verse seven, it talks about the divine command that God has given.
主用神迹来引领他的工人，来呼召他的工人。
And through God's miracle, he indeed calls his people.
我们从第三个角度，从第八节到第十一节里面看主的呼召。
And finally, the last few verses we talk about the divine calling that God has given to us.
整个从第一节到第十一节里面，让我们看到怎么样对主能够有回应。
And so, from verse 1 to verse 11, we want to see how we can respond indeed to God.
彼得跟他这一些同伴们曾经被主呼召过。
Indeed, these disciples had already been called by God. Jesus had called them before.
但是又回到他们的工作场所去了。
Yet they had now returned to the place of work.
但是这一次主耶稣呼召他们的时候。
But this time when the Lord Jesus called them,
他们撇下了一切,
they threw down all that they had,
走上了一条永远不回头的道路。
They went on a road, an eternal road that they never returned back from.
他们在树林上开到水深之处。
They indeed launched out into the spiritual deepness of the water.
他们在树林上走到树林追求卓越的地步。
They wanted to strive into the excellent area of their service to the Lord.
一生跟随主。
Whole of their lives, they followed after the Lord.
保罗讲，因为我们是与神同工的。
Paul says, "We are workers, co-workers with God."
你们是神所耕种的天地，所建造的房屋。
We are the farmland of God, the fields that God is using, and we are indeed His construction.
保罗讲，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Paul said that through He who strengthens me, everything I can do everything.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们思想这次的主题开到水深之处的时候，
and when we think about the theme this time about launching out into the deep,
让我们首先记得的，我们必须要跟主来回应。
First, we must remember that we have to respond to God.
主在这一次我们所看的第五章一节到十一节里面看到他怎么样把彼得呼召出来。
Chapter 5, we see here indeed how God has called Peter specially.
他在怎么样在召群他的同工这一群使徒。
And then all the disciples that he has called.
同样的，今天这一次的聚会中间，主耶稣在寻找他的同工。
Similarly, he is calling to all of us here as his co-workers.
问题是，你愿不愿意回应？
The question, the answer is whether you are willing to respond.
也许你跟彼得一样，以前曾经被呼召过出来。
Maybe indeed you have been called out by him before, as Peter was.
有呼召的感动在你的心里面。
You may have had the touching of his call before.
但是也许在这一次求神给你，能够你有决定，你能够 respond.
May the Lord indeed make you have a decision point at this time.
我们来首先来看一下这个背景是怎么样的背景。
Let's see what the background is.
我们看到主在加利利传道，而且已经离开了拿撒勒。
We see that Lord is indeed speaking in the area of Galilee, and he has left Nazareth.
他是以加百农做他传道的中心。
He was using Capernaum as the center of his preaching ministry.
第五章第一节，耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边。
And in chapter 5, verse 1, it talks about the fact that Jesus is standing by the lake of Gennesaret.
路加在这边讲格尼撒勒湖，实在就是加利利海。
And the lake of Gennesaret indeed is the Sea of Galilee.
我们看到，首先第一个角度，我们来看主看见什么，主的视线是什么。
And let's see what the vision, what his line of vision is in regard to the Lord.
我们如果要开到水深之处，我们必须要与神同工。
If we are indeed to launch out into the deep, we have to be a co-worker, a partner with God.
我们如果要与神同工，我们必须能够看得见主耶稣的视线。
If we want to be a co-worker with God, we need to see the vision, the line of vision that God has.
主耶稣看到什么？
What does the Lord Jesus see?
我们从第一节、第二节里面看到。
In verse 1 and 2 we see.
耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，他见有两只船，有一只船是西门的。
At that time the multitudes were pressing around him, they're listening to the word of God. Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake.
主耶稣看见什么？
What did he see?
首先我讲主耶稣看到的是工厂 mission field。
And the first that Jesus saw was the mission field。
我们看到第一节里面讲到主耶稣站在那边看到众人。
First, he was standing there by the lake, and then he saw all the multitudes.
众人拥挤他。
And they were pressing around him.
有这许多人拥挤他，他们来做什么？
And what were the people that were pressing around him doing?
他们不是来听怎么样，主耶稣来讲哲学。
He wasn't there to listen. They weren't there to listen to the philosophies of Jesus.
也不是来怎么样听主耶稣来改革世界。
And not that Jesus was coming to reform the world.
路加在这边形容主耶稣所讲的信息是神的道，神的道。
What Jesus was speaking here, according to Luke, was that God, Jesus was speaking about the way of God.
主耶稣的视线是什么？主耶稣看到了工厂。
And when Jesus was looking, his line of vision was indeed the ministry, the mission field.
弟兄姐妹们，你如果要开到水深之处的话，你必须要看到主耶稣的视线。
Brothers and sisters, if indeed we want to be co-workers with God, we need to see that vision that God has before us.
你如果从 Cincinnati 来，
if you're coming from Cincinnati,
你站在 Cincinnati 的时候，你有没有看到众人拥挤怎么样？要来怎么样？要来听福音。
You see indeed that the multitudes are indeed pressing, pressing to hear the gospel.
你如果在哥伦布斯的话，有没有同样的视线看到主耶稣所看的视线？
In Columbus, you see the same vision that indeed all these people are pressing.
我很喜欢圣经上马太描写主耶稣基督。
We hear in the book of Matthew how the Lord Jesus was described.
主耶稣在加利利传道的时候。
As Jesus was speaking in Galilee.
许多的人，加利利各地的人来听主耶稣讲道。
All the people from Galilee were coming to hear him speak.
有的是残缺的人，有的是饥饿的人，有的是有病痛的人。
Some people were lame and some were hungry and some had sicknesses.
马太这样形容。
But what did Matthew say?
他看见许多的人，将耶稣看到了许多的人。
Matthew says that Jesus saw the multitude.
就怜悯他们。
And he had compassion on them.
主耶稣有看到了这些人，看到了这工厂，就怜悯他们。
He saw the mission field, he saw the multitudes, and he had compassion on them.
因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一样。
That they seemed tired and frustrated as sheep without a leader.
弟兄姐妹们，你如果想开到水深之处，
Brothers and sisters, if indeed you want to launch out into the deep,
你没有看到主耶稣所看到的。
Have you not seen what Jesus has seen?
你没有感觉到主耶稣所感觉到那个怜悯的心的话，
you have not felt what Jesus felt, the compassionate heart that he has.
看到这许多众人好像羊没有牧人一样，
as indeed you saw the multitudes as they had no shepherd.
你没有办法开到水深之处，
if you have not seen that, you cannot go into the deep water.
你没有办法与神同工，
you cannot be a co-worker with him.
我们必须怎么样，站在我们的本地就看到本地的需要，
we must stand in our own place and see the needs around us.
你有没有看到主耶稣所看到的？
What have you seen? Have you seen what the Lord Jesus has seen?
主耶稣看到工厂。
What Jesus has seen has indeed been the mission field.
主耶稣的视线不只看到工厂。
Not only did he see the mission field.
我们看到第二节里面。
In verse 2 we see.
他看见有两只船。
He saw two boats there.
主耶稣同时也看到了工具。
He also saw the vessel, the vehicle.
这个船是成为他传福音的工具。
This would be indeed the vehicle for his mission.
我们看到主耶稣上了这个船，这个船是西门的船。
And so Jesus stepped aboard onto the boat, and this boat was owned by Peter.
我们看到第三节，当西门把船请主耶稣上了之后。
And when Simon invited Jesus up on the boat,
我们看到耶稣上去就请他把船撑开。
And when Jesus went on board the boat, he says, "Put out into the deep."
稍微离岸，就坐下从船上教训众人。
And so when he sat down there and he sat on the boat, he began to speak to the multitudes.
这个船成为一个工具。
And so immediately the vessel became a vessel, a vehicle.
成为主耶稣传讲神的道的一个工具。
And so this became a vessel for the ministry of the word of God.
主耶稣到处在看怎么样？看他的工具。
And so the Lord indeed is watching, looking for vessels.
你看，当彼得把这个船交在主耶稣手里的时候，
And when Peter transferred this boat into the Lord's hands,
主耶稣就把彼得就把船的主权交在了交给了主耶稣基督。
Peter transferred the right of the boat into the hands of God.
所以主耶稣就下个命令，讲把船撑开，稍微离岸。
And so Jesus then gave a command and he said, launch out into the deep.
我们中间多少基督徒不知道有多少船，多少工具可以让神所用？
Among us, how many of us are willing to allow our boat to be in the control of our God?
你可以把你的家打开，你的家就成为怎么样？就成为那条船。
Are you willing to open up your home? Your home will become the vessel for God.
你看当彼得把这条船交在主耶稣手里面的时候。
When Peter indeed gave over his vessel to Jesus.
我们看到第三节，主耶稣就坐下，从船上教训众人。
And then Jesus was able to sit down and to begin teaching the multitudes.
这个船成为主耶稣基督的讲台。
And so that boat became the pulpit for Jesus.
主耶稣使用这个船对着怎么样岸上的人讲道。
So Jesus used the boat and faced the multitudes on the shore.
我以前我们教会中间很难找到分区聚会聚会的地方。
In the past, our church was very difficult for us to find a site on which we could have section meetings throughout.
教会很大，所以我们要分区有聚会。
And the church had become very large, and we wanted to have different sectional meetings in different places.
分区聚会是对着这个区域的人，一个月有一次，请他们星期六晚上到家里面来。我们有福音传给他听。
And so we could have meetings in various parts of the city, and so that we could invite people on Saturday night to come and preach the gospel to them.
我们在一起有聚餐。
And so that we could have dinners together.
所以一来的话就会有四十几个、五十几个人。
And when they came, there would be 40, 50 people.
有的人把家打开了一次。
And some people, they opened up their homes once.
但是这么多人来了。
And then so many people came.
来的话，难免我们有聚餐，怎么样？有吃饭，有 coke， 有各方面，什么东西都有啊，有没有
？And so when you have dinners, of course, and people, of course, you have food and cokes and everything.
所以怎么样 ？coke 就会打翻在地上。
And the cokes would be spilled onto the ground.
家具上就会搞脏。
And the furniture at home would become dirty.
所以举办了怎么样？三个月之后，这个家就不开门了。
And after having three times, the home would be closed.
结果就找不到聚会的地方。
So we could not find places to have meetings.
弟兄姐妹们，多少时候你的家具、你的地毯怎么样，成了你侍奉神的阻挠了？
Brothers and sisters, is it that indeed in this case, your furniture, your rugs have become an obstacle to the gospel?
一次我到 Oregon 讲道。
Once I went to Oregon to speak.
整个一个周末的讲道。
I was speaking on the weekend there.
星期六我早上讲完之后，他们晚上有分区聚会。
Saturday night after speaking, they had meetings in the morning also.
分区聚会在牧师的家里面。
When they had the meeting of the section, we met in the home of the pastor.
所以拖了很晚，到了十一点半才完。
So by the time we finished, it was 11:30 at night.
我就问中间一个同工说。
So I asked one of the co-workers there.
我想你们这么多家，为什么要选择牧师家来分区聚会呢？
You have so many families. Why are you selecting the pastor's home to be a meeting for the section?
哦，大家你牧师，我们都试过了，没有人的家可以用。
We've tried it before, and no one's home is able to be used.
我想你们中间每一个人的家都比牧师家大。
And I said to them, I said, every one of you, your home is larger than the pastor's home.
然后他讲，你牧师你不知道有困难。
And they said, oh, Reverend Lee, there are some problems.
大家都不愿意把家打开。
Problem is that they were not willing to open up their homes.
因为他们的地毯、他们的家具通通没有奉献过。
Because they have not offered up their furniture and their rugs.
只有牧师家里面所有东西都是奉献的。
The only place that we offered up is the pastor's home and his furniture and his rugs.
弟兄姐妹，你有很多的船，很多的工具可以让神使用。
Brothers and sisters, you have many vessels, many vehicles that could be used by God.
你愿不愿意说，我愿意把这艘船，把我的家打开，把我的能力和把我的工作，把我的各方面让神来使用。
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to use that vessel? Open up and say, Lord, use this vessel for your sake.
你知道吗？因为彼得把这艘船让主耶稣基督上来。
Because Peter was willing to allow his vessel to be used by Jesus.
因为彼得把这艘船的主权交给了主耶稣基督。
Because he transferred the ownership of his boat over to Jesus.
所以主耶稣怎么样？主耶稣也更多的怎么样？恩赐给他，更多的呼召给他，让他出来了。
So Jesus indeed Christ gave them even greater power, greater calling for Peter.
这一艘船成彼得的奉献中很大的一个分量。
And so this was a great part of the calling of Peter.
弟兄姐妹，你愿不愿意把你的才华拿来？
Brothers, are you willing to give out of your material goods?
你愿不愿意把你家里面把你的工具交给神来使用？
Are you willing to give up your home and your furniture and what you have to the Lord?
主耶稣看到什么？
Jesus saw it.
主耶稣看到工厂。
He saw the mission field.
主耶稣看到工具。
He saw the vessels.
主耶稣最后还看到工人。
And Jesus finally saw the workers.
主耶稣说最重视的是工人。
What Jesus particularly is emphasizing is the workers.
我们看到第二节、第三节里面讲，他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了，打鱼的人不见。
Verse 2 it says, he saw those two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them. They're gone.
第三节讲，有一只船是西门的。
And then he got to one of the boats, and this boat was Simon's.
主耶稣看到工人，要把他们呼召出来。
And so Jesus saw the worker, and he called the worker.
我想主耶稣在这个地方不止第一次呼召了彼得跟他的同工们。
I don't think that Paul, Jesus, called out to Peter. This is the first time.
主耶稣以前呼召过他们。
He had called him before.
但以前答应跟主耶稣基督出来。
He had promised that he would come out with Jesus.
但是现在又回到他原来的工作上答应。
But now he had gone back to his original work.
这一次主耶稣要完全的把他呼召出来。
And Jesus this time wanted to call him completely.
这就是主耶稣所看到的。
And this is what Jesus saw.
也许主耶稣在这次退休会中间要你看到他所看到的。
Maybe this time is the time when Jesus wants you to see what he has seen.
也许主耶稣要使用你。
Maybe the Lord wants to use you.
也许主耶稣要呼召你出来。
I trust that the Lord may want to call you.
我们看从第二个角度来看。
And from the second viewpoint,
主耶稣不但有他的视线，我们看到主耶稣的引领。
And we see indeed God's command.
我们看到第四节里面主耶稣讲，来，彼得，我到你的办公室去一下。
And when Jesus said to Peter, he says, let me come to your office.
所以我们看到第四节里面对西门说，把船开到水深之处下网。
And he called out to Peter and he said, put out into the deep water and let your nets down for a catch.
在这边讲开到水深之处，实在是原文是讲下你们的网。主耶稣是跟彼得讲，但是他彼得船上还有其他的同伴。
And here Jesus is talking especially about his nets. Put down your nets here.In the deep water.
我们看到西门的反应是什么？
And what did Simon say?
当主耶稣跟他讲你开到水深之处的时候，
When Jesus said to launch out into the deep.
我们看到第五节里面西门说，
In verse 5 Simon said,
夫子，这是表明一个顺服的态度。主耶稣彼得讲这句话。
And so he says master, which is a submissive term.
我们整夜劳力并没有打着什么。
So we worked hard all night and we've caught nothing.
我不知道你有没有看到彼得的回话里面有些在埋怨。
See here that Peter is kind of complaining.
他讲我们不是怎么样，闲的没做事，我们整夜在那里劳力。
And he's saying to Jesus, we haven't been sitting around here doing nothing. We've been working all night already.
我想彼得可能还有要想讲的话没有讲出来啊。
Maybe Peter has even other words he wants to say, but he didn't say that.
我在这边想到彼得，我是彼得的话，可能会讲什么？
I was thinking that if I was Peter, I would say something else.
也许彼得也同样的有这个想法。
Maybe Peter even has that kind of thought too.
他想，耶，主耶稣，你是什么？你只不过是一个怎么样木匠而已。
And maybe I would be thinking that, well, Jesus, you're only a carpenter.
我是一个 professional fisherman, 职业的打渔夫的人。
I am a professional fisherman.
你一个木匠怎么懂得我打鱼的事情呢？
You as a carpenter, how would you understand what I would do as a fisherman?
我想我们中间有很多有同样的想法。
Maybe all many of us have the same kind of thinking.
你也许只想到星期五开始到星期天晚上才是做基督徒的时候。
You might be thinking only Friday to Sunday I'm going to be a Christian.
因为星期五怎么样？晚上有团契了。
Because Friday night we have fellowship meeting.
哦，星期六你开始要准备主日学的材料了。
Saturday I want to prepare my work for Sunday as a Sunday school teacher.
星期天一天是奉献给神的。
And Sunday I'm going to be offering it all to God.
但是从星期一怎么样？到星期五白天的时候怎么样？你用世界上的方法跟世界上的人征战。
And from Monday to Friday, I'll be working in the world in a secular way, fighting the secular way in that same system.
所以你在生活在一个两分论的一个 dichotomy 一个情况之下。
And so our life becomes a dichotomous.
你怎么样？你平常的时候怎么样？平常的时候跟世人一样没有分别。
During the normal the week workday, we're just like the average person.
你从来没有想到耶稣可以到你的办公室里面去。
We never think of Jesus as being able to come to our workplace.
你也从来没有想到你在白天的时候你可以怎么样？白天的时候也可以做基督徒为神做工。
We don't think of the fact that we can be a Christian during our work time.
你知道我们有一个门徒训练的工作，牧师刚才介绍叫圣徒装备门徒训练的工作。
We have a training ministry, especially for the training and equipping of Christians.
今天早上十一点钟就有一个讲座，我鼓励你们参加啊！我的同工施怀东弟兄带领。
At 11 o'clock today at workshop, we have one of those sessions. One of my coworkers is speaking there. I would encourage you to come.
在这里面训练的时候，告诉我们怎么样做一个全天候、全时间的基督徒。
To train yourself to be a whole day Christian worker.
保罗在以弗所书里面跟我们讲，我们要 redeem the time.
Paul talked about the fact that we need to redeem the time.
要爱惜光阴。
We need to take into account and appreciate the time.
你每天在上班，每天在怎么样？开车到上班的时候，你想这些时间都是应当归给怎么样？世界，归给公司的，对不对
？As you're driving to work every day, you think that well, this time is the time of my workplace.
你知道吗？我们门徒训练的观念就是把这些的时间，你认为是给世界的，怎么样 redeem 过来？怎么样为神做工
？And I want to teach you how that indeed during your work time, you can indeed use that time for God.
你怎么样可以在公司里面开怎么样开查经班？
How you can indeed start a Bible study in your workplace.
感谢主，有很多弟兄姐妹这样做。
I thank the Lord that there are many Christians, brothers and sisters who have done that.
去年我在两个公司里面怎么样？查经班里面布道。
I was speaking in two of the workplaces. I was the Bible studies in two places last year.
到他们的工作场所传讲主耶稣基督。
To speak the word of God in their workplace.
不只向中国人，向美国人，向各式各种犹太人，向印度人传福音。
To all kinds of people, Chinese, American, Hindus, and others.
有一个是 AT&T 公司。
There was a person who was working at AT&T.
有一个是 Belco.
And one was working at Belco.
我巴不得你也正能够在白天的时间，能够有机会把时间抢过来做神的工作。
I hope that you can indeed redeem that time, take that time back, so that you can be using that time during the work time.
彼得从来没有想到主耶稣可以在怎么样他的工作场所祝福他。
Peter did not think that Jesus could bless him during his work time.
所以他想你只不过是个木匠，而我是一个职业的渔夫。
So he may have felt that you are only a carpenter and I'm the fisherman.
你懂什么钓鱼、抓鱼的、捕鱼的事情
？How do you know much about fishing?
何况他在这边讲，我们没有懒惰，整夜的劳力。
And especially when he was thinking that we have not been lazy, we've been working all night anyway.
并没有打着什么。
And we have not caught anything.
我想彼得很可爱啊。
And Simon, Peter is always a very wonderful person.
虽然他在前面埋怨。
And so we see here that although he just was complaining here.
但是当主的命令来的时候怎么样？他愿意遵守。
But when God's command came, he submitted himself.
主要叫他开到水深之处。
And the Lord said, go into the deep waters.
叫他不要怕深远的地方。
Not to be afraid of the place that is far away.
主耶稣的意象，主的看见，永远比我们看得远。
God's vision, Jesus Christ's vision, is always farther away than ours.
弟兄姐妹们，圣经上讲，如果我们没有意象的话，民就灭亡。
And the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish.
我们如果要开到水深之处，我们必定要有主耶稣基督的意象。
If we want to launch out into the deep, we must have the vision of Jesus Christ.
彼得虽然埋怨。
No, Simon here was complaining.
但是我看彼得跟我们不一样的地方，就是我们在看到第五节，我们看到有一个字不一样。
And we see here in verse 5, how Peter is different from us.
彼得在这边讲，但依从你的话，我就下网。
Because Peter said, but at your bidding, I will let down the net.
哦，我真喜欢这个字，但字，你应当把这个字圈出来。
I really like this word, but.
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 我跟你讲，我们基督徒跟世界上不一样的人就是一个但。
The difference between a Christian and a non-Christian, indeed, in this word, but.
世界上的人可以用世界上的方法跟世人征战，但是我们不行。
The people of the world can fight the battles of the world using the ways of the world, but.
世界上的人可以生活他这种生活方式，但是你跟我不一样。
People can live in the world in the ways of the world, but we are different.
因为我们是主耶稣基督重价所买来的人。世界上的人教育他们的儿女是这种态度，但是我们不一样。
The people of the world, their children can have certain kinds of attitudes, but we are different.
我们的人生观、我们的社会观、我们的处事观不一样。
The attitude, the way in which we look at society,
因为我们是分别为圣的人。
Because we are separated unto the holiness for God.
神讲，因为我圣洁，你们也要圣洁。
Because the Lord said, I am holy, and you will be holy too.
我们整个的基督徒生命就是一个不一样 but
and the Christian life can be summarized in that word but
1979年我参加 Urbana 的宣教大会
in 79 I went to Urbana for the great commission conference
那时候有一个讲员是 John Stott 我很喜欢
and one of the speakers there was John Stott that I really appreciated
John Stott 解提摩太后书
John Stott explained 2 Timothy
他讲到提摩太后书的时候，他讲到你看提摩太后书第一章里面，保罗怎么样？保罗很灰心。
We see here in 2 Timothy how Paul was kind of discouraged there.
讲到第一章十五节的时候，他讲凡这亚细亚的人都离弃了我。
You're aware that all those who are in Asia turned away from me.
但是突然讲到第二章的时候，保罗跟提摩太讲勉励了他。
But then in chapter 2, he gives Timothy the words of encouragement.
所以 John Stott 讲，你知道在第一章最后十八节到第二章一节中间，实在有一句话没有写出来。
And he says, so from verse 18, the last verse of chapter 1 to the first verse of chapter 2, there's one phrase that has not been described.
虽然亚细亚的人都离弃我了。
Like, although all the people of Asia have left me.
But you, Timothy, you are to be different. 但是你 Timothy, 你是不一样的人。
But Timothy, you are to be different.
我让你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
Because you are to be strong in the grace of Jesus Christ.
你看到保罗所说的信里面很多 but, 很多这个但是这个。
We see in the epistles of Paul many, many phrases which begin with but.
我们看到第三章第十节也是。
And then from chapter 3, verse 10, it says,
末世必有危险的日子来到。
And he says, in the end times, there will be all kinds of dangers.
有很多人要抵挡真道。
There will be many people who would be fighting, striving against the truth.
三章第十节讲，但你已经服从了我的教训，品行志向信心，宽容爱心忍耐。
It says in verse 10, but you followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance.
但是你提摩太不一样。
But you, Timothy, are different.
我们看到第十四节一样。
And in verse 14, it says,
但你所学习的、所确信的要存在心里面。
You, however, but you continue in the things that you've learned.
因为你知道你所学的是跟谁学的。
Because you have been convinced of knowing whom you have learned these from.
哦，弟兄姐妹们，当我们要开到水深之处的时候。
Francis says, so before we launch out into the deep.
我们必须能够看到主耶稣所看到的。
We need to see what the Lord Jesus has seen.
主耶稣看到工厂怎么样？主耶稣有 passion， 在他 compassion 在他的心里面。
The Lord Jesus saw the mission field. He had compassion in his heart.
Have you seen that compassion?
Have you seen that vision, that mission field that Jesus has, and you have compassion that Jesus has?
你有没有看到主耶稣在那里找工具？
Do you see how Jesus is indeed looking for vessels?
你有没有看到主耶稣在那里找工人？
And have you seen how Jesus is looking for workers?
你如果要开到水深之处的话，你必须要看到主耶稣的视线。
You want to launch out into the deep, you must see the vision, the line of vision that Jesus has.
你如果要看到 主耶稣的视线，你如果要开到水深之处，你还要怎么样？要依从他的命令。
So if you see the vision, if you see the vessels that Jesus used, you also must obey the commands that he has given to us.
是的，我自己的肉体觉得怎么样？我应当这样做，但是为了遵循你的话，我这样做。
But in my body, in my physical body, in my thinking, I would want to do something else, but...Because of your command, I will do it.
我们看到，当彼得服从主耶稣教训的时候
，And when Jesus indeed obeyed the command of Jesus,
我们看到主耶稣给他了看到一个丰收的神迹 ，fullness.
We see that indeed, then Simon Peter received the fullness of Jesus Christ.
我们看到服从主耶稣的话语教导教训的时候，我们所得到的一些奖赏是什么
？And when we submit ourselves to Jesus Christ and His command, we can see what the rewards would be.
第一，我们看到有丰收的神迹，有 fullness.
And we see indeed the first thing that we have, we see the fullness that God gives us, the fullness of His miracle.
我们看到第六节。
And in verse 6 we see.
他们就下了网，圈住了许多的鱼。
So then they let down the nets, and indeed they had a great quantity of fish.
主耶稣在这个地方给我们每一个人一个教训。
And so Jesus gave us all here a lesson.
如果你肯把你自己的意识、把你自己的想法、你自己的 lifestyle 放下去，你遵守主的话 ，but 的话。
And if indeed we are willing to let down our lives and our thoughts and our minds are all into God in the sense of a but.
主耶稣让你看到一个怎么样？表明他宣道你会替主做工成功的一个预兆就是怎么样圈住许多的鱼
and Jesus will give us the results the rewards we can see the results and rewards that Jesus will give to us
那这个鱼多到什么地步啊
and how many fish were there
我们看到这边讲到第六节后面讲网险些裂开
and he says here we see here that it says the nets began to break
网险些裂开有没有裂
how do the nets begin to break
裂是网没有裂啊，网并没有裂啊。
nets did not break, they began to break.
我们还看到怎么样？我们还看到第七节里面讲船要沉下去。
And as if the boats would be sinking.
船有没有沉？
Did the boat sink?
船没有沉。你看我们人手所有的这些工具都没有办法容纳这么样神的祝福。
Vessels, what God has given to us, all these things may not be able to contain what God is going to give us.
网险而要破，船险而要沉，但是都没有破，没有沉。
Nets began to break, the ships began to sink, but they did not break nor sink.
你知道马来基书里面这样讲。
And the book of Malachi says,
神讲 try me, 试试看我看。
God says, try me.
神居然跟我们挑战一样讲这话。
Indeed, God has challenged us.
你如果十一奉献的话，把钱放到神的仓库里面的话，
if you tithe, if you place one tenth of what you have to God,
他讲我会祝福你。
And Jesus, God says, I will bless you.
他讲我会把天上的窗户打开，让倾倒过来福分。
I will open up the windows of heaven so that they will be poured out to you.
我们在路加福音再翻下去几章，也同样的看到。
We see in the book of Luke a few chapters down also the same thought.
我们看到第六章第三十八节里面讲到。
In chapter 6, verse 38, it says,
神赐的恩典怎么上尖下流倒在你的怀里面。
It says, the grace and blessings which God gives to us is like being pressed down, shaken together, running over.
就好像这个米的箱子打开的时候，流下来的时候是尖的上尖下流，这样的丰满的给我们。
Like a good measure of grain that comes right down, pressing, shaking, running over, all pouring out into our laps.
但是有一个条件，有这些祝福的话。
But there is a challenge to receive these blessings.
我们的肉体的想法，我们的各种的想法都要放下去，要用。But
we must place, put away all our physical thinking, our usual mind's way of thinking, and use the word but.
我们看到不但有丰收的神迹 ，fullness 的祝福。
Not only will we have the fullness of the blessing of God.
同时，我们看到有同工的见证 ，oneness 的祝福。
Also, the testimony of our co-workers, the oneness of our co-workers.
我们看到他们丰满到一个地步，他们装不下，所以到第七节的时候，我们看到。
And so when we see that they were so full that they could not contain it anymore, they say in verse 7.
便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助，他们就来把鱼装满了两只船。
And so they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them, so they could fill both of the boats.
我们以前是怎么样？哪一只船？只有一只船，对不对
？In the past, we have only had one vessel, one boat.
现在两只船的同工。
Now we have two boats working together.
同工的见证。
And so we see here the testimony of a co-working.
我们看到与主同工怎么样？是被鼓励的。Partnership in service is encouraged.
And so we see here indeed that partnership in the service of God is encouraged.
弟兄姐妹，如果你肯依从主的话
，And so, brothers and sisters, if indeed you are willing to follow after God,
神把福分倾倒下来
，God will indeed pour His blessing upon us,
同时也赐给你同工的福分
，and give us co-workers the blessings of co-workers.
我们常常看到哥培里布道团神怎么样祝福他们
，You see how God indeed has blessed the ministry of Billy Graham.
因为他们是一个同工的表现。
Because they are a manifestation of co-working together.
你看四十多年来
，forty some years already.
这些同工一同开始的
，co-workers working together and started all together.
现在仍然一同在这里做工。
They're still working together.
同工是一个神所祝福的一个表现。
Co-working together indeed is a manifestation of the blessing of God.
这一次我来更新传道会呢，我有两其他的很多位同工跟我一同来。
When I came here with my other workers, I have many workers with the Renew Ministries that have come here with us.
我在神面前最宝贵的就是这些同工们。
I really appreciate this before the Lord, and that is all the co-workers that I do have.
这是神祝福你侍奉的怎么样？一个表现怎么样？让你看到你有同工的 oneness 在里。
This is a manifestation of God's blessings to see how we have the oneness of co-working together.
我们要开到水深之处。
We want to launch out into the deep.
我们必须能看到主耶稣的视线。
We now need to see the vision of Jesus Christ.
我们必须能够依从主耶稣的命令。
We need to obey the commands of Jesus.
我们还要看第三个角度。
And the third aspect we need to see.
主耶稣的呼召。
And this is Jesus Christ calling to us.
我们看到主耶稣用这个神迹来引领他所要呼召的人。
That Jesus used this miracle in order to guide his followers.
当这个神迹出现的时候
When that the miracle was appeared,
我们看到彼得的反应是什么？
What is the reaction of Peter?
我们看到彼得马上在第八节里面，我们看到了。
And so in verse 8 we see how Peter responds.
第八节，西门彼得看见就匍匐在耶稣的膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
And when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord."
我讲路加的确是。他是个医生啊，的确是写什么东西的都是非常的谨慎。
We see that Luke indeed is a physician and he's very careful with what he writes.
跟我们的曾医生一样，翻译的非常好。
Untranslatable.
我们看到第八节里面的时候，突然路加用了 Simon Peter, 西门彼得，把他全名讲出来。
And so here we see that Jesus indeed used the full name of Peter, the Simon Peter.
让我们看到这整个这个故事的发生一个。
We see here that there's a climax here, how Jesus now is calling to Peter right at this climax.
Oh, 以前答应跟随主的。
In the past, he had responded, he had responded.
也许一次两次，最后又回到自己工作岗位。
Maybe once or twice, and then he had returned back to his place of work.
哦，这一次在第八节里面，这个 Simon Peter 出来了。
And here, this verse 8, Simon Peter now appears.
Simon Peter 完全的改变了。我们看到，所以路加用他的全名西门彼得。
So here, Luke here says very clearly the whole name of Simon, Simon Peter.
看见了这些事情。
He saw that.
就好像当初摩西怎么样在山上看到的那个 burning bush 一样。
It's like Moses in the wilderness. He saw the burning bush.
马上怎么样？马上把鞋子脱下来。
Immediately he took off his shoes.
我们看到了就怎么样？西门彼得匍匐在。耶稣的膝前。
And you see here, Simon Peter fell down at Jesus' feet.
以前讲的是夫子，是以前是表示一个顺服的态度。我们看到第五节里面。
Verse 5, he has this attitude of submission to God because he says, Master.
哦，现在怎么样？现在第八节里面是主啊，是表现出来主耶稣基督他的 holy, 他的圣洁。
And here he expresses the term, O Lord, Lord who expresses the holiness of the Lord.
你知道吗？当神呼召他的工人的时候
，And when the Lord calls indeed His workers，
常常工人在接受呼召的时候，有些阶段。
And for the people who are going to follow after the calling, there are certain steps there。
你知道这路加第五章第一节到第十节对我特别有感触。
From in chapter 5, here the first few verses indeed especially touching to me。
六年前这个时候，我全时间离开我的教书的职位出来。
6 years ago, I left full-time to go into full-time work from my teaching profession.
在我全时间出来前的九个多月，我在寻求神的旨意。
In the 9 months before I came out to do full-time work, time work, I was seeking God's will.
这第五章常常在我那边，我在读，在思想。
And in verse 5, this verse particularly was in my heart's thoughts.
我要把主在圣经里面呼召他工人的一些方式怎么样，一个一个的在看。
So I looked at and read all the ways in which the Lord called His workers.
我看到摩西的呼召。
I saw the calling of Moses.
彼得的呼召。
Peter's calling.
我们看到耶利米的呼召。
We saw the calling of Jeremiah.
有很多相似的地方，有一个 pattern.
There was a pattern in the calling.
一开始的时候，常常有个 divine confrontation， 是个碰面的时候。
In the very beginning, there seemed to be a divine confrontation.
神让你看到他要看到的意象。
So that God will allow us to see the vision that He has.
一遇到之后，马上紧接着就是一个 divine conversation， 跟你在彼此在谈。
And then afterwards, there is this divine conversation, conversing with God.
主耶稣把他的神把他的托付负担怎么样放在你他呼召的工人的心中。
And then He places His burden on the worker that He has called.
然后我们看到就 divine commission， 神差遣他的工人。
And this is the divine commission that God sends us out.
我们看到有 vision burden commission。
And we see the vision, the burden, the commission.
到第四个阶段的时候，工人吃不消，工人马上有个退却 withdraw 的现象。
And then we see the next stage is that the worker begins to be faltering and wants to retreat.
但是神怎么样，在第五个阶段的时候给他保证 assurance。
Fifth stage, the Lord gives him assurance.
甚至于在第六个阶段的时候，给他一个神迹，一个 sign 指引他。
And then in the sixth phase, indeed, God gives a sign to, in order to encourage him.
我们看到彼得的反应跟以赛亚的反应很相似。
And And we see Peter's response is just like the response of Isaiah.
以赛亚的反应说，那是我说祸灾我灭亡的，因为我是罪臣不洁的人。
Because Isaiah's response was indeed that woe unto me, I will be perished because I am a sinful person.
当神的呼召来临的时候，
when God's calling came upon Isaiah,
你想到我这个人这样污秽的人，怎么样配做神的仆人？
Come unto us, we will think that I am such a dirty person. How can God's commission come upon me?
我还没有装备好呢，服侍他。
I am not equipped enough to serve him.
但是我们看到神怎么样对彼得给他 assurance.
And we see here how Paul, Peter was given the assurance.
我们看第十节。
And we see here in verse 10.
第十节，我们看到耶稣对西门说：“不要怕。”
And then Jesus said to Simon, "He says, don't fear."
我们看到这是常常神呼召他仆人的时候给他的保证。
And so this is constantly the assurance that God gives to us who are called.
神对摩西讲，神说我必与你同在。
God said to Moses, I will be with you.
神跟耶稣亚讲。
And God talked to Isaiah and he said,
约书亚。
And Joshua, he said,
你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕。
Be strong and do not be afraid.
也不要惊慌，因为你无论放哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Do not be afraid, but because your Lord God Jehovah will be with you wherever you go.
我们看到主神给他要呼召的仆人，给他们保证。
And we see the assurance, the guarantee that God will give to those He calls.
我们看到耶稣在这个地方给彼得保证，不要怕。
So we say, see here that Jesus indeed has given assurance to Paul, to Peter.
不但告诉彼得叫他不要怕，而且主肯定他以后要做的工作。
And so not only does he say here to tell them not to be afraid, but he also gives them the work that he is to do.
从今之后你要得人呐。
He says, from now on, you will be catching men.
我很喜欢这几个字，从今之后。
I really like these words because it's from now on.
你知道我一奉献之后，我就去读神学了。
You know that after I offered myself, I went to study in the seminary.
我们中学有些知道为我祷告的，我谢谢你们。我那时候42岁去奉献，42岁去读神学。
And that time I was 42 years old, and I went into the seminary. And I know that many of you were praying for me.
以前是站教堂讲台的人啊，站教室讲台的人，老教授。
I used to be a teacher, a professor in before a class.
现在要做一个学生，每次都坐在第一排，因为眼睛怕看不见，又听不好。
Now I have to be a pupil all over again, sitting in the front row, and I have to use my eyes so much strain because I can't see too well.
眼睛已经老迈了，眼花怎么耳朵也不灵
？Because I was already older, difficult to see and difficult to hear.
很多的怎么样？很多的苦的事情。
Many many difficulties in that time.
但是心中很高兴。
But my heart was very joyful.
我读的神学院西敏斯特是在 Westminster 是在 Philadelphia 我们是住在 New Jersey
I lived in New Jersey and I went to Westminster near Philadelphia
虽然单程只要一个钟头15分钟就够了
1 hour 15 minutes drive one way
但是怎么样我选择一个人住在 Philadelphia
But I decided that I would live alone there in Philadelphia
已经是42岁一个人有了家的人一个人在独居不太好受
At 42 years of age, with a family, to live alone, really was not easy to do.
我记得那两年我读神学的时候。
Those 2 years that I studied in the seminary.
每天星期天的晚上特别难过。
And especially Sunday night, it was very, very strenuous and tough for me.
星期天晚上我准备希腊文、希伯来文，因为我同时选择两个语言。
Because I had to prepare for my Hebrew and my Greek, because I had studied these 2 languages.
我星期一早6:30就要走了。离开家。
And six thirty in the morning, Monday I had to leave home.
星期五晚上5:30回到家。
And Friday night at 5:30, then I returned home.
所以只有一个周末跟家里面跟太太小孩子聚在一起。
And only the weekend could I stay with my wife and my children.
所以星期天晚上的时候是我太太最忙的时候。
And Sunday night was the time was when my wife would be the most busy.
她要烧一个星期我吃的菜。
She had to prepare my whole week's dinners.
我在楼上我自己的房间里面读书。
And at night I would study in my own room in the top floor.
她一个人孤单的在那里烧菜。
And she would be cooking the dinners in a lonely way.
然后我看到她一盘一盘菜放在盒子里面、瓶子里面。
And she would give me my dinners in boxes.
然后把它怎么样？把它放到我的车子里面。
and will place them into my car.
你知道我想起以前中国古人的时候。
When I think about the ancients in China.
啊，他们去京都去考状元的时候。
When they were sent to the capital to go for the high examinations.
太太怎么样？给丈夫缝一件衣服。
The wife would prepare this costume, the clothes for the husband.
星期天晚上的时间，我看到她这样做，两个人都没有什么话可以讲。
And when I saw that on Sunday night, I really had not much to say.
为了主，愿意分别。
For the Lord, we were willing to be separate.
为了主，我们愿意遵行他的话。
For the Lord, we're willing to obey His commands.
但是每个星期五三点多钟，我从神学院回来的时候。
But when I returned on Friday at 3:30,
心里面非常的喜乐，一面在唱诗歌。
My heart would be full of joy, and I would be singing hymns for him.
因为一方面我回到家见家人。
Because on one hand, I would be coming home to see all my.
我常常在车子上，你就想到这句话：从今之后，你要得了鸟。
Especially, I would remember this verse which says, "From now on, I will be with you."
因为从今之后，这表示怎么样？表示 a break from the past, 一个新的开始，跟你以前所做的，我通通怎么样过去了
？But indeed, this would say that from now on, there would be a break with the past.
以前我所做的机械的设计，以前所做的写的这些 paper, 通通过去了。
Because indeed, all the things of the past, the papers that I would be writing, those have passed.
从今之后代表有一个新的开始。
And this would be a new beginning.
从今之后代表我以后要做的事情跟以前完全 drastically different.
The things that I would do in the future would be drastically different from what I was doing in the past.
弟兄姐妹，当神呼召你出来的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord calls you,
你会害怕。
You'll be afraid.
但是神会讲不要怕。
But don't be afraid.
但是神会讲，从今之后你要得人了。
Because from now on, you will be catching men.
从今之后，我当时在想，我就跟摩西，跟怎么样，跟约书亚一样，成为神的仆人了。
Because you will be like Moses, you will indeed be called by God, and you will be catching men.
当我奉献了一年多之后。
And after I offered myself for 1 year.
有些老朋友很关心我。
Some friends would be very concerned about me.
我有一个很要好的老朋友。
I have a very good old friend.
他在 Boston 开很大的一个餐馆。
He has a restaurant, a very large restaurant in Boston.
你们假如从 Boston 来的都知道扬子江。
And if you're from Boston, you know the 扬子江 restaurant, I suppose.
他非常的关心我。
And he was very concerned about me.
我这个好朋友没有信主。
And this is a good friend of mine. He did not know the Lord.
他想李定武奉献之后，从今之后没有好日子过了。
He says after my friend Lee becomes a full-time person, he will not have a good day in his life.
所以他常常在 Boston 怎么样？开车来的时候开了一个 truck 来。
So when he came from Boston, he would always drive a truck.
一家四口下来的时候。
And when he came with his four people,
进门看到连讲话都没讲。
And when he comes in, and he would not even say anything for first.
一箱一箱，他从餐馆拿来的那个冰冻的虾、冰冻的 scallop、新鲜的 scallop， 这样忘了就往我冰箱里面塞。
He would come in and he would stuff my refrigerator, my freezer full of scallops and frozen scallops and frozen shrimps.
啊，我心里看了很感动。
So I was very touched when I saw that.
我想我老朋友关心，怕我从今之后我吃不到鱼，吃不到虾。
My old friend is so concerned about me that I would never be able to have seafood again.
所以我每次看到他就抱他一下。
So I would always hug him when I saw him.
从今之后你要得人了。
It says here, from now on, you will be catching men.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们要开到水深之处
，So brothers and sisters, if we want to launch into the deep.
我们必须能够看到主耶稣所看到的视线。
We need to see the vision, the line of vision that God has for us.
主耶稣不但看到了工厂。
Not only would Jesus see the mission field.
主耶稣不但在寻找工具。
Not only is the Lord seeing the vessels.
主耶稣在寻找工人。
He's also seeing the workers.
我们中间有很多的工人，很多的人已经奉献过。
We see that many of us have already offered ourselves to the Lord before.
很多的人心里面想奉献。
And many of us in our hearts that we want to offer ourselves.
很多的人神已经呼召领到你们了。
And Indeed, many of us, the calling of God has already come upon us.
一而再，再而三，你在拖延。
once and again, we have delayed this response.
但是主耶稣要怎么样？ 把你从你的场所呼召出来。
And what is the Lord doing? He will call us out from our workplace.
从今之后你要得人了。
Just from now on, you will be catching men.
我在3年前，我按例成为牧师。
3 years ago, I was ordained as a pastor.
在3年半前的时候。 周祖培牧师就跟我们的一个同工，也是怀东弟兄，是我们更新传道会董事长，跟他说，应当按例礼定武了。And
brother,
Daniel Xie, Moses Chow,
brother Moses Chow came and said to one of our co-workers there that we should be ordaining brother Lee.
所以怀东弟兄就跟我讲，说是周牧师有着负担，要按例武周牧师。
So one of our brothers came up to me and said that Reverend Zhao suggested that you be ordained.
我讲真是感谢主啊，他这样的关心我。
And I said, thank the Lord that he's so concerned about me.
但是我现在没有实际在牧会，只是在更新传道会，做一个 evangelist.
And I said that I am still an evangelist. I am not pastoring a church as yet.
我没有一个固定的会众。
I do not have a congregation that I pastor.
我要祷告一下。
And so I have to pray about this.
结果第二次没多久，怀东弟兄又来跟我讲，周牧师又提起了。And
then the second time, this brother came again and said that Reverend Chow suggested this again.
那我就跟怀东弟兄讲，你能不能，怀东讲他已经请周牧师说，直接跟我联络好了。And
I suggested the brother, why don't you ask Reverend Chow to talk to me directly?
所以周牧师直接写了一封信给我。So
Reverend Chow wrote me a letter directly.
我。 很感谢主，我写封信给周牧师讲，我讲给我祷告半年。
And so I wrote back to the Reverend Chow and I was very appreciative and I said, let me pray for half a year.
我祷告了半年之后，神给我感动。
And after 6 months, the Lord touched me.
我答应被安立。
So I agreed to be ordained.
我跟我太太在安立前都有一个心意。
And before I was ordained, my wife and I, we had the same thinking.
第一个，我们确实神已经把牧会的负担放在我们的心中，我们愿意牧固定有一群会众的。And
the Lord had indeed placed on me as a burden to pastor a congregation.
第二，确实，我也跟其他几位牧师们也祷告，确实他们也认为，我在各地讲道也是，只不过我的会众是 at large.
Secondly, I've been having fellowship with some of the other pastors, and they had reminded me that I was indeed ministering to a larger congregation when I'm speaking in different places.
他们也认为，也许我按立之后呢，也许对侍奉上也有点帮助。
And he said that maybe it would be helpful towards your ministry also.
但是这两点还不是我要按立的原因。
But these two were not the reasons why I was ordained.
第三点也是最重要一点，我跟我太太同时要被按立的原因。
And this is the third reason was an important one, why my wife and I would be ordained at the same time.
因为那时候我们已经出来奉献3年了。
Because we had come out and offered ourselves for 3 years at that time.
我们愿意在神的面前，在人的面前有个 pronouncement.
We wanted to have a pronouncement before man and God.
从今之后，我要做拿细尔人，走这条道路。
And from now on, I will be catching men. I will be walking this way.
绝不再回头了。
And I will never return back again.
在我按立前的一个晚上,
and the night before I was to be ordained,
我太太送给我一个镜框, 我很感动。
And my wife gave me a gift and was very touching to me.
镜框上跟我的讲道一样, 讲写3点。
And on this,
a frame.
There was three points, just like my preaching.
第一点他讲, No reserve, 没有保留.
First point was that there would be no reserve.
No retreat, 没有后退.
Secondly, no retreat.
第三个, no regret, 没有遗憾.
No regrets.
感谢主给我一个好太太.
Thank the Lord for a wonderful wife.
她用这3点代表她对我的心意.
And using these 3 points, it represented her heart's desire.
也用这3点代表了我们向神的心意。
And this also represents our heart's desire towards our Lord.
没有保留。
No reservation.
No reserve. Huh? No, 没有 retreat. 没有后退。
There's no retreat.
没有遗憾。
And there's no regrets.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
也许神要再借了这一次的退休会呼召你出来。
Maybe the Lord is using this retreat to call you.
从今之后你要得人了。
From now on, you will be catching men.
等你要得人的话，必须先要有主的视线。
And before you catch men, you will need to have a vision.
你要开到水深之处下网。
You have to go launch out into the deep and let down your net.
你要看到工厂工具，你要觉得自己是一个工人，神要呼召的人。
You need to see the mission field. You need to see the vessels, and you need to see that you can be a vessel or a worker for God.
你要得人的话，你必须能够顺服主的引领。
Want to catch men, you have to be submissive to God's guidance.
你要像彼得所讲的，但依从你的话，我就下网。
And you have to be like Peter, and he says, "I will submit to your commands, and I will let down the nets."
然后神就会让你看到他的跟你的同在，在印证你自己工作上的果效。
And then God will assure you and see that He will be with us, so that He will confirm our calling.
甚至于跟你同工，让你看到怎么样，你有主内的同工。
God will be a co-worker, a partner with us, so that we will see that our co-workers will also be partners with us.
你要得人的话，你必须要能够肯接受主的呼召。
And if we are to catch men, we need to receive the calling of God.
保罗讲，因为我们是与神同工的。
Paul says, we are co-workers with God.
弟兄姐妹们，你愿不愿意在这一次的退休会中间？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing at this retreat?
像彼得一样。
Just to be like Simon Peter?
说主啊。
Lord.
我愿意。
I am willing.
你愿不愿意走到水深之处？
You're willing to launch out into the deep waters?
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们求你呼召彼得的灵，同样的来呼召我们。
Lord Jesus Christ, with the same spirit that called Peter.
我们也同样的求你赐给我们像彼得那样的顺服的心。
We pray that you will call us, and so that we will also have the same submissive spirit of Peter.
但依从你的话，我就下网。
In order to obey your command and your word, and we will let down the nets.
让我们看到你呼召彼得之后给他的应许。
And we will see the how when you have called Peter, you have given him the reassurance.
从今之后，你要得人了。
From now on, you will catch men.
主帮助我们中间有一些人在挣扎、人在寻求你旨意的人。
Lord, help those who are struggling tonight.
让他们愿意说，我也愿意。
That they can also say, Lord, I am willing.
主毫无保留，愿意把自己给你。
That I will, without any reservation, I will offer myself to you.
毫无退却，愿意跟你。
And all willingly, and I will, with no turning back, I will go to you.
毫无遗憾的，愿意跟随你。
And with no regrets, I will come and follow you.
就像彼得跟门徒一样的扯下一切来跟从的耶稣。
Just like Peter, he left all that he had and he went and followed Jesus.
求你圣灵在我们心中动工。
May the Spirit indeed work in our hearts.
直到我们匍匐在你面前说，主啊，我愿意。
And so that we will fall at your feet and say, Lord, I am willing.
听我们这样的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督
的名，阿门。